Hey, calm down, okay? Calm down. This isn't what it looks like. I know this may seem strange, but I can explain, okay? I promise, just sit down. Please? Please. Oh, this? I just brought it for my own safety. Our safety. It's late outside, you know? And I did come a long ways to get here. But don't worry. I would never use it on you. Besides, we're safe now. Please sit down. Please. I guess you deserve an explanation of why I'm suddenly inside your house, and I guess this is all a little unconventional. You know, I haven't been able to stop thinking about you ever since we first met. You've been on my mind non-stop. Something like this hasn't happened to me for a really long time. The last guy I was interested in, I'm sorry. I guess it's rude to say those things in front of you. I guess especially since I'm so in love with you. Don't worry, okay? He's gone. I took him completely out of the picture. Neither of us need to worry about him at all. Hey, where are you going? You know, I asked you very nicely to sit down. I'm not done explaining why I'm here. Go back to your chair and stop being so rude to me. Jeez. You should know better. You know that? Now, where was I? Right. You're very, very special to me. Obviously. I wouldn't be here if you weren't. Ever since I met you that day, and I told you, have a nice day. And you looked back at me, and our eyes met just for a brief moment. And you told me to have a nice day, too. You know you didn't need to say all that, right? And you left me a nice tip, too. You know, your breakfast was only around $10, but you left a 20. Come on. You were really obvious, you know that? Huh? You were just being nice? Sure. Come on, baby. I'm really good at picking up hints, okay? So that's why I'm here. You know, you don't need to keep being shy, playing hard to get. You're already plenty hard to get. had to give up my job. Just to make sure I could keep chasing you. You got so caught up when flirting with me that you forgot to leave your number. And how am I supposed to know how to get in touch with you if you don't leave me any way to? So I had to follow you, watch where you went. It was the middle of a shift, and my boss really didn't like that. I think it's quite nice that you like taking the scenic route home. It makes it easier to follow you when you walk around like that. But I guess it's not all that bad, right? What did you say? Crazy. Baby, I'm not crazy. Why would you say that? I'm not crazy, you hear me? You are not the one who calls me that. Don't ever call me that, okay? I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get so harsh with you. I'm sorry that you have to see me at my worst. But I guess, am I supposed to be sorry that you made me do that? I guess I should behave more calmly around you. But you know, that word isn't very nice. Not very nice at all. It makes me very angry. Very, very angry. So don't use it again, okay? Please, baby. Never use that word again. Thank you. Anyway, where were we? Right. So I followed you home, just far enough behind so that you didn't notice. And from there, I could follow you to work. And I could ask your boss the best way to contact you, just to give you my thanks for your wonderful service. Then it's not too hard from there to figure out your schedule. I guess this stuff is pretty boring, right? The usual. It wasn't too hard. I guess maybe you were being nice and making it easy for me. What? What do you mean it's not healthy to learn these things? I had to make sure you're safe. I knew you wouldn't hurt me. Normally, I wouldn't do any of this for anybody, but it was you. Of course I would do this for you. Usually, I don't do everything so physically. A Google search could probably tell me everything I need to know about you. But I like the thrill. I like following you around and seeing you move, watching you live your life, seeing you laugh and smile. I like you. That's why I did this. It would be crazy if I did it for any other reason, right? And I'm not crazy, right? Good. I really appreciate you telling me that. God. You're the perfect boyfriend. You're already listening to me. You respect me. God, you're so wonderful. I love you. I really do love you. So, I know this is technically our first date, but I was wondering if we could maybe cuddle? Only if it's okay with you. Of course. Of course, I know I don't have to ask, but I want to. What? What do you mean? What did I just say? You're not supposed to be weird, you know that? I said I wanted to cuddle and you said it was okay, right? I mean, to me, it looked like you weren't resisting. So what's the problem here, huh? You're only doing it to make me happy, aren't you? Or maybe you're just so sweet. You're concerned about me and wanting to comfort me. So much so that even just a few words are enough. How about this is a reward? A reward for being so good to me. But I'm not gonna drop the weapon, okay? Just because I'm in your room doesn't mean I feel very safe. Okay. Are you ready to cuddle, darling? How about I rest it right here on your cute little tummy? And you can just pretend that it's not there, okay? Let me take good care of you. Wow. You smell so good. And you're so, so warm. I feel like I've never felt this safe in my life. Maybe I don't even need it in here, but maybe it's best that I make sure we're safe. You wouldn't want us getting in trouble, would you? So I think leaving the knife right here, it's a very good choice. It's not making you nervous, is it? You shouldn't be nervous, baby. I'm here to protect you. Here to keep you safe. I would never use it to hurt you. You believe me, right? Right? Yeah. Good boy. You're honestly being such a good boyfriend. Trusting me just like that. You know, for doing so good on such short notice. I think this good boy deserves some kisses. Would you like that? Just relax, okay? Your body's so tense. I know there's a knife right on your stomach, but doesn't that make it more exciting? Anything, you should like that. Are you complaining that a girl who's madly in love with you is right on top of you with a knife? Surely you're not, right? I would never hurt you. It's to make you safe. So when I keep it in my hand, keep it right at your stomach, and I kiss you, it's to keep you safe. Baby. Baby, why are you shaking? You're safe with me. I'm never gonna let you go. Never, ever. You're all mine. All of your body is mine now. I'm guessing that's what you're trying to tell me anyway. Because I don't think you would be laying here like this and letting me play with you if you were all mine. Right? So let me have some fun. Hey, no moving, okay? You need to stay still. Baby, seriously? Stop shaking. Am I gonna have to hold your wrist out? Just for you to stop trembling underneath me. Fine. But I have to keep holding the knife too. So if I accidentally hold too far down, and the knife cuts you, that's your fault, okay? I told you I'd have to do this. So stay still, Okay. Come on now. You can at least kiss me back, okay? Kiss me back. Kiss me back, okay? Just a little bit. You see, this isn't so bad now, is it? Not bad at all. You're so cute. You know that? So, so cute. And I can't wait to devour you.